Okay, we're on Chaf Dalad Amad Aleph at the bottom of the Amad, and it says Itmar Nami. Okay, so some people take out the word Nami over here and learn that this basically piece of Gemara is somewhat disconnected to the above Gemara, which that's what we're going to do. We're going to ignore the word Nami. Okay, we're just going to go with the word Itmar over here. Nami, but we're not kind of releasing it, right? So we got a machlokis. Ama Reish Lakish. Says Reish Lakish, Lo Shanu, that we said in our Mishnah, that one hand, yeah, affects the other hand in Kodesh. Lo Shanu Ela Yado is talking about his other hand. Right? Left hand to right hand to left hand. Aval, Yad Chavero, his friend's hand. If he would shake someone else's hand, it would not affect their hand. Okay? That's Shitas Reish Lakish. The Rabbi Yochanan, Omar, Rabbi Yochanan says, whether Echad Yado, whether it's his hand, but Echad, or whether Yad Chavero, it's his friend's hand. So go to Rabbi Yochanan, if you would shake your friend's hand and your hand was Tamei for Kodesh, it would be Tamei up your friend's hand. I don't know if you'd appreciate that, but that's what would happen. Okay, carrying on. But Oiso Yad, that means in that hand, which hand has the ability to Tamei up another hand, yeah, means only the first hand, meaning it's the hand that originally got Tamei, can Tamei up another hand. But the second hand that got received tumor from another hand can't affect another hand. Basically, it's only
like a shiny. You're saying
it's like a yad shiny. You know, it's like, you know, there's yad rishon, yad shiny. There's no yad ain't yad shlishi.
I'm saying the second hand, even though it's a shiny, still can won't tummy up according to his opinion. It's the same level of tumor as the first.
Well, hand. That's going to speak about good. That's what we're going to speak about, right? Okay, that's. Maybe not. Right, that's not like that. We're actually going to say it's a shlishi according to this opinion. Okay. That's the next bit. You kind of preempt to the next bit. And what is the power of that second hand? Yeah, is litzol. Yeah, that hand can be poisel the kodesh. So that basically, so the first hand's a sheni, right? And according to Rabbi Yochanan, he shakes his friend's hand. Makes his friend's hand into a shlishi. Yeah? And that his friend's hand can't, if he shakes anyone's hand, it's not a problem. And that his friend's hand, yeah, will poisel the kodesh and make it a revi. And that's it. About lola tame, but not to tame. It doesn't make the kodesh a shlishi. Okay, that's it. So basically, there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish if you shake your friend's hand, if you metamei up his hand or not. And Rabbi Yochanan says that the other hand that received tumor, the yad sheni, is a shlishi. So Mimai, how do we know, what is the source for this? Now this is going on Rabbi Yochanan, that you can affect your friend's, even your friend's hand. For sure you can affect your other hand, but how do we know that you can affect your friend's hand? So, Mirigtani Sefer, because it said in the Sefer of the Mishnah, the following. Sheyad mitame chaverta, lekoidesh, aval lo latruma. The hand is mitame up its friend's hands. Right, for kodesh, not for truma. Ha, that was the quote of the Mishnah, Hasu Lamali, why do we need that part of the Mishnah? Why? Hatana la Reisha, we taught that din already in the Reisha. Meaning what? Let's look at Rashi. You see over there in the four lines down in the Rashi? It says, Hatana la Reisha. Now it's quoting the Mishnah. It says, Ulukoidesh in the Matbilim Shnehem. Right? In Kodesh, if one hand touches the other, you've got to toivel both of them. Right? So you see over there, if you've got to toivel both of them, that means the second one was Tommy. Let's look at the Mishnah. Let's go back to the Mishnah. If you look at the Mishnah, that's what I kind of alluded to last time. I said last time. So going back to the Mishnah on Chaf Amad Beis. Five lines up. It says like this. Uba Truma. Im Nitmeis Achas Miyadov. If one of his hands becomes Tomei. Chaveta is Tahoira. Okay. Uba Kodesh. However, in Kodesh, Matbil Shtehem. So you could have ended there, right? You just basically said, if you have to tovel them both, that means, yeah, that both, one hand was tamer the other one. So why does the Mishnah have to carry on and say the following? Shiyad metame es chaver to b'kodesh, that one hand is metame the other one in kodesh, about lo b'truma. That is redundant. So that's coming to teach us the chiddush. And the chiddush is coming to teach us, says Rabbi Yochanan, that it even affects your friend's hand. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Six lines down. V'af Reish Lakish Hodavei. And also Reish Lakish, in the end, he retracted his original opinion. Yeah, went back on what he said. To Amar Rabbi Yona, says Rabbi Yona, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Reish Lakish, and the name of Reish Lakish, Echad Yadoi, whether it's his hand, Bechad Yad Chveiro, whether it's his friend's hand, but also Yad, in the first hand has the power to matama up a second hand, yeah, even if it's his friend's hand, and that second hand that received the tumor can be poisel lifsoil, can poisel up the kodesh to make it into ravi, about lola tame, but not to tame it up. Okay, that's that. Now, which this is what Shimon was alluding to over here, what's the second hand over here? So it says the Gemara, the lifsoil, when we say that the second hand has the ability to be poisel, to make the kodesh into ravi, of alola tame, but not to tame up, i.e. to make the kodesh into a shlishi, is tanayi, is actually a machlokis tanayim. Basically, there's a machlokis, yeah, what does that hand become? Right, the second hand, does it become a sheni or a shlishi? We just said it became a shlishi, but some people actually say it becomes a sheni. Ditanag, we're going to try and prove that now. We've got a Mishnah. Kol poisel b'truma, anything that is poisel truma, we're talking about Durabonon over here, anything that's poisel b'truma means we know poisel b'truma makes it a shlishi. Yeah, is metame yadayim. Will metame up the hands, leos shnios, to make them to be shnios. So certain things which will poisel truma, okay, so for example, some tame water, will make the hands shnios, the shenis, okay? V'yad, and also, v'yad metame chaverta. And also, another law, that a hand will matami its chaverta. So you see over here, it doesn't tell you what though, yeah? It said one hand will matami of its other friend, but it doesn't tell you to what level over here. So we're going to try and work back from, right? That's Divri Rabbi Yeshua. That's the words of Rabbi Yeshua. Now, B'chomi Omrim, they say, talking to Rabbi Yeshua, Yedayim Shnios, the hands which are Tomei Drabonin are Shnios, or level two of Tuma. Hein, the aim sheni, I say sheni, and a sheni can't make a sheni. Right, a sheni can't make a sheni. That's the end of the Bryce, the Mishnah. Now we're going to make a deal from, so we're going to analyze the words of the Chachamim. My love, isn't that to say sheni who do lo avid? It sounds from the Chachamim that it doesn't do a sheni, a shlishi avid. It sounds like a sheni can't make a sheni. Obviously, a sheni makes a shlishi, right? It goes down, right? Two to three to four. So, and therefore, we're going to work back now into Rabbi Yeshua and say, so it sounds like that the point of dispute over here that Rabbi Yeshua is going to hold, that a sheni does make a sheni. The Chachamim was saying to Rabbi Yeshua, what are you talking about? A sheni can't make a sheni. Rather, the second hand is a shlishi. So it sounds like Rabbi Yeshua holds that the second hand is a sheni. So you see, there's the machlokis tanaim, that if what's the second hand? Is it sheni or shlishi? But says the Gemara, it pushes it off. Dilma, perhaps the Chachamim are not saying what like we suggested. Dilma, lo sheni of it. Maybe the Chachamim say it doesn't do a sheni, but lo shlishi. It's saying it doesn't make it sheni or a shlishi. They don't hold with this whole concept of one hand is the time of the other hand at all. It's not conclusive. You could say that when the Chachamim said sheni doesn't make a sheni, yeah, it means it doesn't make a sheni, it doesn't make a shlishi, it doesn't make a revi'i or a chamishi or anything. One hand can not matami up the other hand. Maybe that's what they're saying. So we haven't proved over here there's a dispute if the hand is a sheni or a shlishi. Ella. So fine. So here we go. This is easy now. So let's find a different source. Okay, that it's a machlokis tanoim. We're going to do Chazara again. Kihani tanoim. Like these tanoim. Right, Datanya. Okay, Yad Naguva, which Ari explained very nicely earlier. Yad Naguva, one dry hand. Wumatame Eschavet, so Wumatame up its fellow hand. Latame, so it says quite clearly, Bekoidesh, that it will make the other hand, give it the ability to tame up Kodesh, which basically means the hand is a sheni, and it makes the Kodesh a shlishi. Avalo Latruma, Divrei Rebbe, that's the words of Rebbe. And Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Oisayad, yeah, Lifsol, that hand, right, only affects the first hand, right, that's, oh no, the first hand only has the power, yeah, and what's the power? It's a slightly different Gerser, but I just realized, right, them earlier. It's Lifsol, has the ability to be Poisel, right, so it makes the hand a shlishi, and the shlishi can be poisel the kodesh to make it a revi, avalo latame. So we see over here, is before us, there's a machlokes tanaim. What's the second hand? If it's just, if it has the ability to lift soul to kodesh, or to latame up lo kodesh. I think we'll stop there.